talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Fall Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every August, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which is taking place 1 week from today at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're continuing our visits to all of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, right off of Long Point Road. And special thanks to Advanced Window Fashions for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And we'll be talking to Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions in just a moment. Also, we'll be talking to Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Also, Peter Oakes with Axon Homes, and then also Chris Cobb with Low Country Monkey Bars. And Low Country Monkey Bars is one of the companies involved with the $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover giveaway that we have going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island next Saturday. And if you're interested in winning a $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover, all you have to do is come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island next Saturday and Sunday. Free admission, free parking, and you might win a $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover, and that includes a $2,000 Low Country Monkey Bars Garage Organizing Package, a $2,000 Carolina Flooring Specialist Showroom Style Garage Floor Coating Package, and also a $1,400 Home Organizing Package from Straighten Up Professional Organizing Services. That's Jennifer Truesdale. And it's a great, great prize package that we'll be giving away next weekend. Someone local is going to win this $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover. So besides the Dream Garage Makeover giveaway at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island next weekend, we've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour taking place, and that's only on Saturday, Saturday, April 25th. The Daniel Island, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island takes place on Saturday and Sunday, free admission, free parking. But the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, that's on Saturday only, April 25th from 1 to 5 p.m. And although the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is free admission and free parking, there is a ticket required if you'd like to walk through seven private residences on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And you can get tickets at danielislandluxuryhometour.com. They're only $20 a piece in advance. And tickets are selling quite brisk. We only sell 400 tickets, and so we usually sell this tour out prior to Saturday, next Saturday. If you wait, there might be a few tickets available that you can buy at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Family Circle Stadium. The day of, tickets will be $25, and so get them in advance for only $20 to walk through seven private residences on Daniel Island, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the homes on the tour. One of the first homes is 1 Woodford Street on Daniel Island, and that was built by Lowcountry Premier Custom Homes. All 7 of these homes were built, are all new construction projects, and have all sorts of eye-catching details, such as a large in-ground heated pool with a spa, custom lighting fixtures under a double-tier chandelier in the cupola, a sprawling kitchen with massive center island laden with 5 centimeter marble, long length, random width hardwood flooring up to 12 inches wide. It's a great home, and definitely want to check that out. And by the way, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is sponsored by Tech Home by QEI Security and Technology. The second home on the tour is 7 Dalton Street, and that was built by Renaissance South Construction Company. And that's got a floating staircase with glass railing, a full bar and billiard room, a cabana and pool with swim-up bar, a barrel vault bathroom ceiling, pecky cypress ceiling in the foyer, master bedroom with large adjoining sitting room. Beautiful home. 7 Dalton Street, and Renaissance South Construction Company built that home, and you'll be able to talk to all the builders also as you walk through these different homes. You may, if you're looking to build a house or remodel, you may find your builder just by talking to some of these builders, and if your personality meshes and you like what you see, you may end up hiring one of these builders. The third home is 117 River Green Place, and that was built by Arthur Ruttenberg Homes, and that has coffered ceilings in the living room and custom exposed trusses in the kitchen, a separate bar area and refrigerated wine closet, designer furnishings, 2 children's rooms connected by a loft, custom-made barn door. Beautiful home, 117 River Green Place, built by Arthur Ruttenberg Homes. We've also got 425 La Cesney Street, which was built by the Nautilus Company. And that's got shiplap walls and ceilings in the kitchen and great room, a generous guest suite with separate sitting area, custom cabinets in the kitchen, butler's pantry and family room, 10-foot ceilings on the first floor. Beautiful home built by Nautilus Company at 425 La Cesney Street. Also, 1422 Smythe Street, and that was this home was built by Structures Building Company, and it's got beautiful Wando River views with a private dock, entertaining porch featuring a fireplace, outdoor kitchen, and cable rail, 11-foot ceilings downstairs, basket weave tile in the kitchen. 1422 Smythe Street, built by Structures Building Company. Also 1311 Smythe Street, right down the street, and you'll be driving to each one of these houses, parking on the street, and then you'll see some pink balloons, and you'll know which houses are on the tour. We've got signage also directing you. And 1311 Smythe Street, that was built by Shelter Custom Built Living, and it's got a custom trim package with including shiplap walls and built-ins, reclaimed antique heart pine flooring, old Carolina brick flooring and fireplace, large vaulted kitchen ceiling with exposed rafters. Beautiful house. 1311 Smythe Street, built by Shelter Custom Built Living. Also 341 La Cesney Street. This was built by Jackson Built Custom Homes. It overlooks the Ralston Creek Golf Course. Spacious kitchen with unique custom cabinetry. Built-in desk area with walnut counter, shiplap walls and sliding doors in the family room, vaulted ceilings, covered rear porch with fireplace and motorized screen, 341 La Cesney Street, built by Jackson Built Custom Homes. I also want to thank all of our sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. We've got Palmetto Mosquito Control. They're spraying the entire area around Family Circle Stadium to make sure that no one is bothered by mosquitoes or no-see-ums, so it'll be bug-free that weekend. Also, Energy One America, Advanced Window Fashions, Sherwin-Williams Paints, Amerisips Homes, Crawl Space Solutions, Tech Home by QEI Security and Technology. I mentioned that they're the sponsor of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Also, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, of course. And proceeds from the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour will benefit the local American Red Cross chapter. And also, Real Deal Countertops. I don't want to forget them as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. We've also got the Home Show Happy Hour happening at the Home Show next Saturday from 5 to 8. That's on April 25th. We've got live entertainment with John Kousatis. There will be beer and wine. And all you have to do is buy a $5 wristband and to get beer and wine and catered food at all of the vendor booths. Once again, show hours next Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you'd like more information, go to DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com to buy your tickets, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, or DanielIslandHomeShow.com, DanielIslandHomeShow.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, Suite 105 in Mount Pleasant. And that's right off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. And we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, happening one weekend from today. So 1 week from today, we hope everyone will be coming out to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Family Circle Stadium. Show hours next Saturday are 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. And we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on at the same time on Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. The Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is free of charge, free admission, free parking. The Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour does require a ticket, a separate ticket, and those tickets can be found at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, and they're only $20 to walk through seven private residences on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Nancy, first of all, thank you for hosting today's radio show and also for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Nancy, take a moment and tell everybody about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, Advanced Window Fashions, we've been in business since May of 2003, so we've been doing it for a while. We are Hunter Douglas Gallery, so we do have a showroom for mm-hmm. customers to come in and see the different window treatments, see how they operate with the different lifting systems, even with motorization, you know, just see the new, you know, trending, you know, colors that mm-hmm. we display from Hunter Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And being a Hunter Douglas Gallery, that's different from a lot of other companies or even individuals who might sell window treatments and might sell Hunter Douglas window treatments, right?
It is. We specialize in Hunter Douglas. That's what we sell. So we stay up to date with the new products, what changes. You know, keeping our books updated, you know, for customers to see the new colors. We stay trained, you know, also in the new, you know, just new information that comes out. We're all certified mm-hmm. with Hunter Douglas to be, you know, to represent, you know, selling their product. Mm-hmm. We're also our installers, you know, they work for us, and we can also repair Hunter Douglas products too, instead of having them all go back to Hunter Douglas and waiting.
Gotcha. Does every company that sells Hunter Douglas products have a beautiful showroom like Advanced Window Fashions?
I can't say that they would have a showroom like ours because we are a gallery, so we do have the displays with all the new products, and we do change them out when new things come out, mm-hmm. and even showing the new colors. I try to keep, you know, the new colors and display so they can see how it looks. Instead of looking at a small sample from out of the book, mm-hmm. it just helps, you know, visualize it a little bit more.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty unique, I think, to have a window treatment company like Advanced Window Fashions to have a showroom and And like you said, most times you a customer has to look at samples, and someone might show up at your house and take their products out of their trunk and bring them inside, and versus having a beautiful showroom to actually touch and feel and see all of the different window treatment options.
That's right. And then, you know, also just educating the customers, you know, that's what we try to do too. Mm-hmm. And showing them the products and just, you know, keeping them not, I don't want to say limited, but keep them focused on what they're looking for what room they're, you know, redoing or building. If they just want to do one part of it instead of the whole house, you know, we're happy to work with them in whatever way and try
sure.
to get a budget out of them.
Right.
To see where they want to be. Because mm-hmm. Hunter Douglas, I mean, they're the top of the line as far as window treatments, but they also have their entry levels of products that, you know, that are less, you know, than like if they went with a Silhouette and they're like, oh my goodness, you know, that's just a little too much. Well, we can show them the Nantucket, which is just an entry level, just less colors, mm-hmm. a little less, you know, features with it. But if it's what they're looking for, we can get them in their price group using the Nantucket, which is still a Hunter Douglas product.
Mm-hmm.
Same warranty, you know, as the Silhouette.
And that's the thing about window treatments. They have changed so much over the years. Most of the public is not aware of all the different options that are available to them. And instead of just going to the standby of, okay, I want plantation shutters in my house, which Advanced Window Fashions, you folks sell a heck of a lot of plantation shutters, right?
We do.
But to have, just to see the options and to know what's available and the ones where the top comes down a little bit but still gives you privacy but gives you that natural mm-hmm. light coming in, and there's so many different options and what a great opportunity to be able to come to a showroom like Advanced Window Fashions and see all of those different options.
It is. It helps them to decide, because some people, when they think there's only shutters and blinds out there and they walk in, they're like, oh my goodness, there's so many different options. And like you said, you can do the top down, bottom up, you can do opaque, you can do light filtering. There's child safety features, pet safety features, you know, doing it cordless
mm-hmm.
Instead of having a cord.
Mm-hmm.
Some people still sell, you know, like the standard cord lock, and when they go to pull the shade up, they've got a puddle of string,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the floor.
Right.
We try to stay away from, you know, that lifting system.
Which could be a strangling hazard.
It's been years since I've sold something that's a standard cord lock, but I try
right.
to do, you know, cordless or just something that's easy to operate.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of easy operation, you know, I love all the motorized features that you have here at Advanced Window Fashion, and you can operate that with an iPad or a smartphone, right?
You can. You can operate it by the Apple products, but they added the Android phone, so you can do that. That was done a year ago.
Okay.
It has a different, you know, look on the phone from the Apple product, but it still will operate the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bridge kit that we hook up to the router in the customer's home, and then we actually hook up the app on their iPad or iPhone or Android phone, whichever they have, and we get it set up while we're in the home and show them how to use it. And another great thing with that bridge kit, you can have it set on like a timer
mm-hmm.
where, like, if you want it set you know, to go up at 7 o'clock in the morning and come down at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that, you can have different settings for it. And if you go on vacation, you can set it differently so people really won't realize that you're out of town and use that feature too.
That's great.
Which is nice.
Right. And speaking of different types of options, some people may not be aware of this, but Advanced Window Fashions, you folks sell a lot of draperies, and you've got a huge wall of different fabrics that people can come to Advanced Window Fashion showroom and look at.
We do. We have this whole wall of fabric with different, you know, vendors that we work with as far as different, you know, fabric selections. So we can, you know, dress the window. If they have, you know, like woven woods, they want to dress it with, you know, just drapery panels, which they can do to, you know, just dress it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have customers who want to do just, you know, fabric Roman shades, and we can do that also, or just do panels.
Mm-hmm. Our draperies, I know they were very, very popular at one time, and then they kind of went out of favor. Are they back now?
They're coming back.
Really?
They are.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. They really make a room look very sophisticated, don't they?
They do.
They dress up a room.
They dress it up.
Well, good deal. Another thing that our listeners may not be aware of is Advanced Window Fashions. You folks also can help homeowners with closets.
Yes, we can with closet systems. We can also have the garage systems if they'd like, you know, that too.
Mm-hmm.
But with the closet system, it just helps out where, depending on what size closet you have, you can. It just gives you more room to, you know, hang your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just having that wire, you know, hook.
Oh yeah, nobody likes the wire shelving and
no,
leaves that indentation in your clothes and all that stuff.
It does. And this is, you know, like your fine cabinetry. I mean, you can get the soft clothes drawers, you know, with it. It gives you more of that furniture look, you know, in your closet. It kind of helps out with your bedroom too. You don't have to have an extra dresser if you don't want that extra piece of furniture, you know, in your bedroom, you know, to give you a nice clean look there.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the areas that very popular with homeowners to update their closet.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can identify with this that are listening today. They've got the single rod and then the one shelf above mm-hmm. that rod in their closet, and maybe one of those shoe thingies on the bottom, and there's so many more options to help organize your closet these days.
There are so many options. You can also do pantries to help, you know, clean that up
mm-hmm.
and make it tidy,
right?
To hold all your hard your canned goods, boxes, whatever you want in your pantry,
mm-hmm.
and even do like the little tray slots if you want that in your pantry versus above, you know, in a cabinet, you know, near or in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, they can call us here at the office at 843-881-8858.
Mm-hmm.
They can, you know, ask for anyone here. We can help them. We can also visit our website at 843beautifulwindows.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. And you can also see Advanced Window Fashions at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island next weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, at Family Circle Stadium. Well, we have been talking with Nancy McCray. She and her husband, Larry, own Advanced Window Fashions. And thanks so much for hosting today's show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island happening next weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located just off at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, just off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. We're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island coming up next weekend at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Peter Oakes with Axon Homes. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. Peter, take a moment and tell everybody about Axon Homes.
So Axon Homes is a new company in the Charleston area. A little bit about myself. I've been building since I was 12 years old, working in the family business, and decided 4 or 5 years ago to go out on my own. And since then, I actually built in Ohio, the Bahamas, and moved to Charleston about a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and have been starting with some spec homes here in Charleston, specifically Mount Pleasant, and getting ready to start one on Daniel Island as well.
Great. Okay. So, Peter, your family was in the custom home building business in Ohio, is that right?
Correct.
Gotcha. And your family would put you on the job site starting at age 12. What were you doing?
Well,
swinging
at age
a hammer,
12,
or?
I was actually bidding out jobs.
Okay.
I waited till I was in high school until I'd actually be out on the job site.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, I grew up with it. I've been around it since I was a little kid.
Right. Gotcha. So, I'm sure you've heard it all, seen it all, and having that experience with your family being in the custom home building business, they've probably talked a lot about the ups and downs, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a roller coaster ride.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I'm sure it'll be no different here in Charleston.
Uh-huh. Well, good deal. And then you have you spent some time in the Bahamas building spec houses in the Bahamas?
Yep. I actually worked there for almost 2 years and built two spec homes. One sold for $15 million, and the second one sold for just under $7 million. So they were very, very high-end projects. We'd barge in half of the materials by boat on the big freighter boats.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I had materials from all over the world come to those job sites.
Mm-hmm.
So correct. It was quite the extensive project.
Gotcha. And now you're here in Charleston, and you have built you've already built a couple houses here in the Charleston area?
Yeah, I've got two underway in Rivertown on the Wando, and I'm getting ready to build a home that's very large in size, around 6,000 square feet on Daniel Island. And that might be a home for my family to come to, mm-hmm. or a home that sells if the price is right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Definitely.
Can you describe the homes you've built here in the Charleston area in Mount Pleasant and the one you're getting ready to in Daniel Island?
Absolutely. So I've really fallen in love with the craftsman style homes, or people quote unquote say the Charleston style homes here, and that's pretty much all I'm putting up.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the features of a craftsman style home?
So it's a real clean cut, not too many circles within or circular finishes, real squared off. And the best way I can say is come see the homes in Charleston and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exposed rafter tails.
Yeah, absolutely.
That kind of thing. Beadboard ceilings.
Yep, correct. With, I mean, hardwood throughout, stone countertops,
mm-hmm.
coffered ceilings, things of that nature.
Gotcha. Very nice. Peter, you were telling me before we started the interview that, and this is, I've never heard this before, that Axon Homes, your company, has a special kind of an incentive program when a homeowner signs on with you as a client.
Yeah, it's actually called Live Free While You Build, and it's done very well in the Ohio market,
mm-hmm.
and it actually helps the homeowner drastically with not having two mortgages to pay while they're looking to move into a new home.
Mm-hmm.
So I would give them a stipend depending on what size home, things of that nature. And usually it's more than enough to cover an apartment for 6-8 months. And mm-hmm. I give them a monthly draw,
mm-hmm.
and they use that to pay towards the apartment or pay it in full. So it's very helpful, especially with newer buyers, and it gets a lot of the burden off of the home buyers.
I bet. I'm sure that kind of thing is very, very popular, and no one likes to have to make two different payments for a home.
Yeah, we've gotten great feedback with it, and it makes our clients feel so much more comfortable about the building process, and the stress is
mm-hmm.
a big factor. Not having to worry about those two payments is definitely a stress reliever.
Right. And building a home as fantastic an opportunity as it is, and not everyone gets a chance to do that, not to sound like a crybaby, but it is a very stressful it is a very stressful period for folks that are building a house.
It is definitely not all fun and games. Mm-hmm. It's all fun and games when the house is done, but it's definitely work and making sure everybody shows up on time, things go in properly, and there's just so many details that are involved that they have. I make sure they're perfect. I'm extremely crazy about making sure there's no problems down the road in my houses.
Right. You seem like a real laid-back kind of person. I'm sure that you maybe picked that up a little bit when you were working in the Caribbean.
Yeah. So I'm pretty laid-back, but I also make sure that the job gets done.
Do you get rattled when the homeowner is stressed and, you know, just...
No, I've been around it long enough and seen literally everything that can happen. So, I usually handle things pretty well with the homeowners mm-hmm. and make sure they're happy and the process goes according to plan.
Gotcha. Have you had to kind of talk those homeowners off the ledge a few times over the years?
Absolutely.
How about playing marriage counselor?
Oh, gosh. That is always a fun one. It's definitely awkward when they're in front of you and they're fighting over finishes, how much money to spend where, and I just try to be a fly on the wall.
Right.
And try to help out as much as possible, but it's definitely awkward sometimes.
Right. Here's a key question. When we were building our house, our builder always answered his phone when we called.
Yep.
And the big test was one day I must have called him 7 times in a row with just one question that popped up after another. And I thought I was wrapped up, but then another question would come up. 7 phone calls in a row within about a 15-minute period. Is that something you would do?
Oh, it happens all the time. And obviously when it happens, I know something's going on, and I mean, I'm almost always available. Or I make myself available if mm-hmm. I see a homeowner calling. But, I mean, all homeowners are clients, and I treat them like clients. I make sure they're taken care of, they're happy, and that gives me the word of mouth for future projects.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure things are definitely taken care of, and I'm always reachable.
How often are you visiting the job site?
I go out there daily.
Daily?
Yep, absolutely.
And how do you supervise the subs and the folks that are on the job site every day?
Well, that's quite the process as well. But just giving them a week's notice, making sure they're there, sending them texts, calling them, and just making sure they know their timeline and when they have to be there, what needs to get done, and I make sure it's all detailed out in the contracts as mm-hmm. well.
Good deal. Well, you sound like just the kind of builder that I would want to hire. Somebody who's laid back, someone who if I get stressed out and yell at you, you're not going to hold it against me.
No, it happens all the time. So definitely I won't ever yell back.
Right. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you at Axon Homes.
So, yeah, you can call the office. We're over off of 900 Wando Park Boulevard, actually just down the street from Advanced Window Fashions.
Mm.
And you can call at 843-410-2569. Or if it's on the weekend and you have any questions, please feel free to call my cell phone at 937-271-1151. And I will absolutely make myself available.
And Axon Homes, that's spelled AXON.
Correct.
Homes.
That is correct.
How'd you come up with that name?
So axonometric drawings, it's used in architecture, and it's an extrusion from a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted a name with the letter A,
mm-hmm.
and my sister came up with Axon.
Mm.
So...
And she's an architect, you said?
She is. She's not a registered architect, but she will be soon enough.
Right. Good deal.
Yeah,
well, interesting.
Absolutely.
Well, we have been talking with Peter Oakes with Axon Homes. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, just off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. And we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, happening next weekend, right at this very time next week at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Jay Valk with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. How you doing, Jay?
Fantastic. Yourself?
Good, good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
Classic Kitchens of Charleston is a company located on Coleman Boulevard. We do kitchen design, bathroom design, desk office area design, anything in the house. And then we also sell and install the cabinetry.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What types of lines of cabinetry do you folks sell?
We actually have all gamuts. We have the complete full-on custom down to a builder's grade line. And we recently have been working with a couple builders where they're doing the garage apartments in the old village. So they use a cheaper line, being the Wolf cabinetry for that, and then use something nicer in the kitchen and the rest of the house.
Gotcha. So That's nice that you've got different options so that when the homeowner wants to splurge on the really high-end cabinetry in the kitchen, perhaps, or maybe in their master bathroom, they can do that. But then maybe a laundry room, they don't want, they don't need custom-built cabinetry in their laundry room.
Exactly. That happens all the time.
Good deal. It's nice having all those different price points too, so you don't ever have to turn anybody away.
Well, that's the thing. My motto is we'll put cabinets anywhere in any house, any size. There's no minimum order. If it's not a 6,000 square foot house, we're not interested. We do little remodels in the old village for, $5,000 or $6,000 for a kitchen, and we do houses out on the Isle Palms for, $45,000 a kitchen. So it doesn't really matter to us.
How long have you been in the cabinet business?
I've been doing cabinetry in Charleston for roughly a little over 10 years now. Before that, I was doing staircases in Charlotte, North Carolina. But
okay.
I've come down here and been doing this ever since here.
Gotcha. What do you love about cabinetry?
Well, the end result. The planning process is arduous, as you would imagine. But once you finally get the design down and everybody's happy with it, then actually showing up, putting it in, then having someone come to the house and say, my God, this is perfect. This is exactly what we thought it was going to be.
Gotcha.
That's gratifying.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you folks provide the cabinetry. What if the project involves knocking down a wall, adding square footage to the kitchen or doing something like that? They want new countertops and so forth. How do you folks handle all of that?
Well, we help with the design and the plan and the layout. Typically, the homeowner will have a general contractor they're working with who would physically do the actual work, knock out the wall, bump out the kitchen, vault the ceiling, or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And then we would come in and install the cabinets at that point.
I see. Do most of your customers come to Classic Kitchens of Charleston with a drawing, with a set idea of exactly how they want their new kitchen to be?
Close. Some will come with ideas. Some will come with napkin sketches. Some will come with full-on detailed, CAD drawing sketches of something they've kind of thought up their own self and whatnot. But typically, someone usually has an idea of what they at least want it to look like. So they'll show a picture of something from Howes or Pinterest to me and say, this is kind of the grand idea. You tell me what we need to do to make it look like this. Okay. And that's where I come in and say, okay, move the refrigerator here, take down this wall, put the island this way instead of that way, so on and so forth.
So a homeowner doesn't have to necessarily have the whole plan in mind. If they just want a new kitchen, they can come to Classic Kitchens of Charleston and say, hey, my kitchen needs to be updated. Help me.
Absolutely. Do it all the time. People come in and say, look, I need you to come over and just take a look at this. And what can we do? Mm-hmm. And that happens all the time.
From the time someone visits Classic Kitchens of Charleston, you have a showroom on Coleman Boulevard.
That's right.
In Mount Pleasant, to the time everything is wrapped up, what is the time frame to get like a new kitchen?
Well, it depends upon the size. It depends upon how many revisions. If there's no revisions and it's kind of a cut and dry idea, they can get a plan back to you in about a week. And then there's about a 4-week lead time to get the cabinetry in. Then once the cabinetry's in, it takes about a week to put in. So really, from that point on, it just depends upon what other work's being done in the house that may add time to it.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you've helped homeowners with over the years as far as the kitchen design goes that maybe the homeowner said to you, Jay, I never would have thought of this if you hadn't suggested that?
Yeah, and that just happened. Before I came here, I actually was at a house in Creekside on Shim Creek, beautiful house, and it had a funky angled wall that led to this really weird-looking triangular-shaped pantry, so to speak. And we were standing right there, and I opened the door and took blue tape and put the wall down where it should be. And I said, we need to get rid of this wall and put it here. Now we can put the range over here and do this and that. And everybody was like, Allah. You know, it was the aha moment.
Yeah.
And then I said, all right, see y'all later. I got to go.
Fantastic. So that's great. That's because the burden always, the homeowner feels like the burden is always on them because they're paying for this and they're going to have to live with their decision for many, many years. But when somebody comes along and is actually helping and making suggestions, it's so welcome.
It is. Happens. Yeah, the hardest decision you have to make is when you have to make it for yourself. Just like you said, we don't want to make a wrong decision. We've waited a long time. We've saved up, so on and so forth.
How have you helped homeowners maximize storage space and organizing space in a kitchen you've redone?
Well, typically cabinets 20 years ago had a drawer at the top and a door below with a half shelf kind of fixed in there. Now there's a million options. People are really getting away from that style cabinet because it's just not that efficient. You can take the same cabinet width and put two drawers in it. Now you've got much more usable space. You can do rollouts. You can do tray dividers. There's a million implements that you can put inside these cabinets now to really help out with that.
What are the roll? You said mentioned rollouts.
Rollouts like pull out shelves. So if you open the door, you can physically look at what you're looking for because it would come out of the cabinet. The whole shelf would pull straight out towards you.
Versus having to get
on your hands and knees, look in there and dig around and try and find whatever item you think you're looking for.
So handy.
It is, and it's a little more money to do that, but it's so worth it. So you can have less of a space, or if you have a small kitchen, you can really optimize the space that you have.
What if a homeowner did a lot of baking and they wanted to have easy access to their mixer without having to go up on a step stool to get it out of a top cabinet or get on their hands and knees and pull it out?
That's a real good point. There's a pop-up mixer, or you could put it behind, say, an appliance garage. That's another option where the doors kind of open and then recess back, kind of like a pocket door. And just slide it forward on the countertop so you physically don't have to pick up that 75-pound mixer sometimes, it seems like. Ironing boards in laundry rooms where the drawer pops down and the ironing board shoots out, that's another thing we've just recently done.
Interesting. What are some of the trends that you're seeing in the kitchen, bathroom, beyond?
The trends are still holding strong with the Shaker Craftsman style look, a white or an off-white color kitchen.
Describe what the Shaker style is.
Shaker is just real simple. There's four styles, or there's just the style in the rail, which is the four sides to the cabinet door, and then the center panel. So it's really a five-piece door or drawer front, and it's just a real simple square edge. There's no detail on it.
Versus a very ornate looking.
Very ornate, heavy detailed, raised panel. I mean, that's something you would find really elsewhere in a darker stain. If you go to Atlanta or Charlotte, that's really a raised panel, stained cherry kind of market, where here in the Lowcountry, it's white, flat panel. It's definitely a painted market down here.
The nice thing is that Shaker style, because there's less detail, is also one of the most economical choices.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Are folks here in the Charleston area, are they going more toward painted cabinetry or stain?
Without a doubt. I mean, I would say we sell 100 kitchens a year. two of them are going to be stained. Hmm. I mean, it's that drastic. Everybody leans towards paint.
We might
do a stained island, or do a distressed island, or do a copper hood, do something other than white, but it's still more than likely going to be painted.
Hmm. Are people still choosing maybe one color for their painted cabinets, and then maybe a different color for their island?
Somewhat. It's not as hot as it was. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of the rage 10 years ago when I first started. We want to do a different color island. That was kind of the big thing. And then glazing was really hot. You know, you got to do the little glaze marks and the grooves. But really both of those have tapered off, and it's a clean, crisp, white kitchen, maybe with a light gray island, or maybe even light gray cabinetry throughout.
I was just going to ask you, is gray would be like the second?
Yeah, that was probably the second most popular color.
Interesting. Okay, good deal.
Everything's moved from these earth tone colors to really a cool, crisp color.
Nice.
So you don't have the browns, you don't have the reds and the granite anymore. Everything's gone to a white or a marble. Every kind of whites and grays are the new color. Now, how long that'll last, you know, who knows? But it's definitely coming on strong. I think it's going to be another 10, 15 years at least.
White in Charleston, white cabinets in Charleston has been the choice for many, many years.
It has.
And probably will for the future, too. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
You can Google us. You can look on Howe's for Classic Kitchens of Charleston. You can call the 843-991-4207. I mean, Mr. Google will tell you all those as well, so you can find us. And we're right on Coleman, across from the New Americana.
Inside?
Next to the Benjamin Moore Paint Store.
Gotcha. Yeah. With Charleston
With One Charleston Source. One Source, that's
Good
right.
Deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Jay Vauck with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Advanced Window Fashions, located at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, right off of Long Point Road in Mount Pleasant. And we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up next weekend. At this very time, it'll be going on at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Chris Cobb with Low Country Monkey Bars. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, Tim.
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell everybody about Low Country Monkey Bars.
Well, what we are is a garage organization specialist, and we work with homeowners in trying to make the most of the space that they have, which is usually a large part of the house, and that being the garage. And we have a variety of products that we can use to install in the garage to better organize what it is that you have, make sense of it is, and also find what it is you're looking for much easier.
Gotcha. Okay. And so you help, you specialize, Low Country Monkey Bar specializes in helping homeowners in the garage for their garage organization.
That's correct, yeah. So, you know, it's a bit of a process that we go through with the homeowners, and we work with them to see really what their goals are, what they'd like to achieve in the garage, is to just be able to park a car in the garage, which is a crazy concept, or just to be able to find their items a lot easier. We've got several different products that we can use, the primary one being the Monkey Bar Storage System. And what that is a shelving system that's installed along the walls, and it's very versatile in that the depth of the shelving is 24 inches deep, and that allows for an ample amount of long-term storage, things that you're going to get up high up out of the way. And then beneath that same system, we can also hang various short-term storage items, things that usually take up a lot of floor space, that things like bicycles, yard tools, beach chairs, that you don't want on the ground anymore. And in that way, you can kind of categorize them throughout your garage, so finding what it is you're looking for is much easier, and you don't have to dig through a pile of different items to get to those things. And it's just much more, it makes really good use of the space that you do have available to you.
Hmm. What have some of your customers told you once the project is completed and they're looking at this beautifully organized garage?
Well, you know, that's truly the best part of the job is when we do the transformation and we come, and then they see it for the first time, they just usually, for the most part, they can't believe their eyes. It's the same garage, because we'll actually spend the time after the systems are installed to help organize the items with it too. So it's a start to finish process, and you know, again, that is the best part of the job, because a lot of times for homeowners, it's a point of stress in a relationship, or just having a house where a garage may be the point of entry to the house day in and day out, and having to deal with walking through a mess or not being able to park your car in a garage and having that part eliminated is just, it's a very rewarding for us as well as the homeowners.
Chaos stresses people out
in general,
nothing like having order in your life.
Right. And so, we just try to make sense of what it is that you like to do in there and make the best use of the space that you do have. Mm-hmm. Another nice product that we just started to introduce to the market is a system for homes that are elevated on piers. They have a tremendous amount of space, but don't necessarily have wall space available for the monkey bar system, and is a platforms that suspend from the ceiling or the floor joist there, so the 4 foot by 8 foot platforms, and they can be expanded to whatever 4 foot increments you want. So they drop down from the ceiling, and again, just for putting or storing items up off the ground there, it's a tremendous amount of space to be able to take advantage of and still utilize the garage without having those items on the floor.
Mm-hmm. What's the most challenging garage project that Monkey Bars has ever tackled?
We've seen it all, but sometimes the door opens and you can't see from one side of the garage to the other, so it's not necessarily not anything that we couldn't work around, but the biggest challenge sometimes is working with homeowners themselves and seeing the amount of items that they have and kind of promoting a concept that, to make a difference, they have to really dig in and make those tough decisions to maybe get rid of some of those items that they really don't have any purpose in the garage. There's no real need for keeping those anymore. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is probably the biggest challenge. Just saying it's okay to let go of stuff. We're trying to help you. We're trying to make a difference here. And then once we kind of coach them along with that, and they do their homework and they go through and sort out their items, and when we show up and there's less in the garage, and then we can go do our thing. Then at the end of the day, then that's then they realize that it was all worth it. Definitely. Mm.
Sounds like some people have those hoarding tendencies, which I do too.
Sure. Well, there are hoarding, but there's also situations come along where there may be a combined household or somebody's they lost a family member and they kind of inherited their whatever they had in their house. So there's situations that are uncontrollable, but again, the garage tends to be the catch-all for those items. And unfortunately, a big room like that, if you start putting stuff on the floor, it doesn't really make the best use of that space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or they may have moved from someplace that they have a basement.
Sure, absolutely.
And there are no basements here in the Lowcountry.
No, I haven't come across one yet, so it's a...
Right.
But again, with the garage being the space that it is, there's a tremendous amount of usable functionality that can... And if you treat it as a room similar to what you would have in your house, you can do all kinds of terrific things in there. And budget-wise, we could work with everybody's budget. If you just want to do something small to maybe just hang some yard tools or something, on a larger scale where you want to make it a man cave or whatever it is, then, we can cover it for the full spectrum for you.
What's an average job cost for Monkey Bars?
A typical two-car garage with a system installed and organization after usually runs right around $2,000.
Oh, that's not bad. That includes labor and materials?
It does, yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Very
and
good.
And then, again, it's based on the customer's needs and what they want to do. So it could be up or down, but $2,000 is a general average price. So.
Good deal. And I want to mention before we run out of time that next weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, someone local will win a $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover. And Lowcountry Monkey Bars will be donating one of their systems. Also, Tim Worley with Carolina Flooring Specialists, they'll be putting down one of these amazing floor coating systems on the garage floor, which, if you ever have any leaking oil or anything like that, it's easily wiped up and so forth. And then also Jennifer Truesdale with Straighten Up Professional Organizing, she's donating 20 hours of her time to either help in the garage, organize the garage, or also help somewhere in the house that the homeowner might need some help with a professional organizer. So that's an amazing package. We're calling it the $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover. And Chris, you've been involved with one of these makeovers that we've given away at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island the past couple years. And what's it been like?
Well, you know, it's a really good experience. And I think this is actually going to be the fourth year we've been doing it. And, you know, it's good for us because it helps promote our business. But also, it's the same thing. You know, it gives people a chance to, they may not have the wherewithal to go ahead and tackle that project. So it's one more thing to check off the list. But we love going in there and really just working with the homeowners and making the most of it. I've done several jobs with Carolina Flooring Specialists as well. And for a complete transformation, which this is going to be, is just going to be truly spectacular. I mean, literally floor to ceiling and everything is just going to look completely different from whatever your garage situation may be right now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. So how long has Low Country Monkey Bars been around?
We are in our fourth year now.
Fourth year, okay. Mm-hmm. So that kind of coincided with our first home show on Daniel Island four
That's
years
correct,
ago
yeah.
as well. And how has Low Country Monkey Bars, as the business grown over the years?
It has. It's been a steady improvement. And as word gets out and more of our clients are telling their neighbors about us, you know, the referrals have been coming in, which is, you know, fantastic to have. The best kind of business is referral business. Mm-hmm. You know, the words, like I said, it was kind of spread, and our products are continually improving, and we're expanding, and, you know, we've gotten certainly good at what it is we do, but we've done hundreds of garages now, so it's what we do, and we truly enjoy it.
Do you think a homeowner will get back their investment when they go to sell their house?
I really do, because, again, with added storage in any home, whether it's closets being outfitted or custom kitchens or storage in a garage, is something that the subsequent homeowner will recognize right off the bat there, so they can see, hey, you know, we can actually use this space for what it's intended for. And then sometimes too, there's a couple different ways that this works. Sometimes the homeowners that we work with initially, they'll take some of the accessories with them, and then we can meet with the new homeowners and then customize the systems in place for their new needs, which may not have been the same as the previous homeowners. Mm.
So the nice thing is you call Low Country Monkey Bars now. You get a garage system, one of their garage systems installed this spring, and the money that you spend on this, when you go to sell your house, you're going to get that back, and you're going to be able to enjoy the time that you're in your home much better, because you're going to have that nice organized garage.
Yeah, absolutely. And an organized life is a much easier life to lead. Certainly.
Right. So it's like somebody else is paying for this garage organizing system from Low Country Monkey Bars. Well, that's great. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Low Country Monkey Bars.
Yeah, you can either reach us by telephone. The number is 843-296-1698, or you can visit our website, which is garagestoragecharleston.com.
All right, terrific. Well, we have been talking with Chris Cobb with Low Country Monkey Bars, and make sure to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island next weekend, because someone local will win a $5,400 dream garage makeover with a $2,000 Low Country Monkey Bars organizing system, a $2,000 floor coating system from Carolina Flooring Specialists, and also 20 hours of a professional organizer's time from Jennifer Truesdale with Straighten Up Professional Organizing. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.